Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be giving a short review on the voice of Michelle Obama.
I have seen the very best.
So Michelle's voice was recommended to me by Rasika Nimkar, so thank you for that. I'm sure it's been recommended, I think it has been recommended before, but that was the most recent one that reminded me that's a great voice to do. So apologies to anyone else if I haven't mentioned your name. And actually on all the other videos, if I've not been saying your name and giving you a shout out, it's often because I can't find where the quote was or the comment was. I write names down as they come through. I've got a massive list, but what I should start doing is writing down the names of who recommended them, and I will do. I'm very sorry for those that I've missed. Anyway, let's get on to it. Let's have a look at this little clip with Michelle Obama.
Everywhere I've gone and the people I've met and the stories I've heard, I have seen the very best of the American spirit. See, our life before moving to Washington was filled with simple joys. Saturdays at soccer games, Sundays at grandma's house, and a date night for Barack and me was either dinner or movie, because as an exhausted mom, I couldn't stay awake for both.
Wow, she's clearly done a lot of public speaking, clearly had some training with that, because her diction and the way she presents herself is very well considered. Her timing is like perfect. But the first thing I want to talk about with Michelle is her instrument, her body, her voice, and like kind of, I do believe that it makes up a huge part of how she sounds. Is, you know, everyone. There's an actor called Bruce Campbell who I've recently done, and he's got this very small mouth but a chin that juts forward, and it enables him to sound a certain way, and so he had to kind of change the shape of his mouth in order to. And the way he uses his tongue so he can articulate as clear as everyone else, even though he's got this different shaped instrument. Now, Michelle Obama has a bit of a chin that comes forward, but she's also got this, like, she's got huge teeth. She's got a big jaw. She's got, it's not, like, necessarily out of place, but it's a good size.
Washington was filled with...
And she's got a huge smile, right? She's got a huge smile, her cheekbones are very high, but the jaw is really strong, and there's a slight lisp, and it's somewhere, her chin doesn't jut forward, and it's actually really not that big, but there is a kind of a size here that does give her a certain clear resonance. She's using her, you know, articulators very well, but there's a kind of tendency, I think maybe years ago, I should go back and watch some older videos.
And the stories I've heard.
There's a slight lisp again, and I think it's because of the chin and where the chin is placed.
I have seen,
it's a sharp S. It's a sharp S now, but I think maybe in the past, it would have been a bit of a lisp.
The very best.
Best. It's where she's putting her tongue when she makes those S sounds.
Of the American spirit.
Spirit. Very best of the American spirit. So where is it?
In the stories I've heard, I have seen the very best of the American
spirit. Best of the American spirit.
I have seen the very best of the American spirit.
Yeah, so there is a... She's doing something with her tongue. And I think it might be that she's curling the front of the tongue down. It's widening the sides a bit, and then she's creating this sound, but it's not so much that it's like over the top, and I think she must have reduced it, and I'm gonna have to check an older video to put that against to see if I'm right. I'm not gonna do it now, but that's what I'm picking up.
And see, our life before.
And either way, it's interesting to know that she's speaking, you know, in an auditorium, and she's got a microphone. But it's not like a voiceover mic, like one of these things. This is more like a podcast mic, actually. If she was speaking into this, that S would be very sharp and very kind of tinny in the ear. Luckily, she's kind of just a distance from the mic, and it's you can hear the S, but it's not annoying. It's not like, oh, that's really high and pitchy. So I think...
We're moving to Washington... was filled with simple joys.
Simple joys.
Saturday.
Yeah, so that tinny sharp S is a little bit, wouldn't work on voiceover so well. However, it's not in the way. And as I said before, I think she might have had a lisp in the past and she's overcome it. And now it's just kind of, she's doing the best she can. And I think it's because somehow her jaw is kind of like big down the bottom here. And she's doing something, and so it's kind of made her tongue move into a certain position. She could still reduce that. However, I'm sure she's got someone working with her on it anyway. She's enunciating and articulating the end of sentences and words very well. The people I've met.
The American spirit.
Spirit. And even though, and sometimes she doesn't always say the T, like met and spirit. Listen.
I have seen the very best of the American spirit.
Best.
American spirit.
American spirit.
I have seen the very best of the American spirit.
Very best of the American spirit. See, one's got a T, both words have got a T on it, but one she pronounces and the other she doesn't. And both times, you know what she's saying. She doesn't have to kind of necessarily pronounce. So she's really got her diction down.
Very best of the American spirit.
Very best of the American spirit. And maybe because she pauses after spirit, she didn't need to really. Everyone knows what the word is. She's a public speaker. She's a very good public speaker. Now, generally, women and men are kind of formed slightly differently because of whatever hormones, testosterone, whatever it is. And this is a generalization because, there are varying degrees on both sides, in both sexes. But generally, men's vocal folds form to be thicker and like they're slightly bigger built, so voices become deeper. And with women, they're slightly smaller, thinner vocal folds, and generally, the body's slightly smaller. But with Michelle, one thing I'd like to point out is that she's not got a deep female resonant voice. However, she's using it just right. She's using it exactly according to what she should be. She's on voice, she's not breathy, she's not under-energized, she's not sitting on a pulse register, she's not trying to be too low, and she's not trying to be too girly. She's literally just on her voice. So she's a very good example of someone who's just using a voice where it's at, as it should be. And so people might like her voice because it's high, other people might like her voice because it's low, but it's neither. It's subjective to the listener. She's, adding a bit of expression here. Clearly, she's emphasizing certain words and she's delivering a speech, but she's not pushing it. She's got a microphone, so she doesn't really need to, and here's the thing. She's not trying to affect her voice. She's using her voice and her instrument the way it was designed, the way she was born, and she's doing the best with it that she can. Even though she's got that slightly sharp S, her actual voice and the way she's bringing her vocal folds together is spot on. So those people out there, especially females, who might think that you've fallen into a group of speakers who try to sound a bit more feminine or girly, and so then therefore kind of tighten up your throat and make a smaller sound in order to sort of produce a higher note, a higher tone as you speak, I'd say don't worry about it, drop down, just relax. And this is the thing, it goes with everyone, that when you'll find your voice when you relax on it, when you can actually find physical relaxation and you're confident enough to speak words without affecting them, then you'll find your voice. And again, she's not pushing low either, and some women also think their voice is too high, but that's just naturally where it sits, and so they push it down here and they try to sound deep, and it just sounds a bit false and rugged and rough. So Michelle's a good example of how you can just be comfortable in sitting on your natural voice. And especially, I think women find this tone thing a little bit more of an issue than a lot of men, apart from some men who find their voices too high. But once you find your natural resonance, and you won't find that until you're completely relaxed, once you find it, that is your voice. That is your natural tone. You can shift it and you can move it and you can train it and you can, find ways of getting higher or lower over time. But to find your natural voice is to be relaxed, comfortable in your own skin, and speak. And that really is it. And so that's what I'd like to take away from Michelle Obama's voice, is the fact that she's a great example of someone who's comfortable in her own skin and able to use her voice the best she can without affecting it too much, not over-affecting it. Tight articulation, she's worked on her lisp. She could do a little bit more if she wants to get rid of that tight, hard, tinny S sound, but that's a very small detail. A great female voice, a great one to follow, someone who's very comfortable sitting at her natural range. Thank you for watching. My name's Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly. So I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone.